You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yeah, now I'm going to have a duplex. A complex about no Spanish name being, like, my name doesn't translate in Spanish.
It says online, Richie.
Yeah.
Richie. Yeah.
That's your name.
My real name is Richie. It's not Richard. Because Ricardo is Richard.
Oh.
And Richie. And there's no Richie.
Richie.
Yeah.
So does David translate? Is there
David?
David.
Yeah. David.
That's kind of lame. I want more than that.
Yeah, translate.
You want the translation to be something cool. When it's just David.
David. Yeah.
David means Guillermo.
Right. Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I wanted.
A minute ago on the regular old show, Ace was talking about his drinking his greens every day with apple cider vinegar and all.
Yeah, I saw this.
So this lady named Jessica said, Ace, what brand of greens do you use? I'm looking to switch mine up. And then Ace responded, they're called douchebag greenery. Delicious.
Yeah, I saw that. I responded that. I saw her what is she talking about now? Oh, okay. They're called douchebag greenery. Delicious. Wonder who responded with that info.
Can I tell you how proud he was of that? Yeah. Leaving the room to go to the bathroom and he stopped.
That's what he was talking about.
Oh, is that what y'all
about? God, you're ridiculous.
He said, look at this. Check it out.
You're so stupid.
Yeah. So sorry, Jessica. I didn't see your message in time to properly answer.
The worst part is she's like, I'm looking to try something new. Like, she genuinely wanted an answer.
Right.
She's just like, douchebag greens!
But the worst part is he answered it, then let it sit for a minute, then responds with, haha, just kidding, this is TJ.
Because I saw she read it, and then she was like, she read it, and then there was no action after that. So I, you know, let it sit in on her for a minute and then told her that it was I.
It's a joke.
She goes, haha, I was about to say, that's some interesting branding.
Damn right.
Truth in advertising, though, by God.
That's right.
We got the best greens. We're douchebag green.
You're so dumb.
You're dumb.
Can we stop, Rob? Rob, look at this. So dumb. How old are you?
What did you say earlier, Riggins? Alexa said something, and you said, that is such a TJ thing.
Oh, because I was saying how TJ follows my guy friend on Instagram and everybody else, but does not follow me on Instagram.
That's funny.
Is it funny? It's kind of stupid.
It's hilarious.
It's dumb.
That is TJ to the T.
I told him the other day, I was like, how does TJ follow you and he still doesn't follow me? What the heck? I'm not about that.
You're not about that.
Oh, it's so fun. Hey, Share Funny is sponsored by The Closet Niche. Hey, if you need organization in your life, which, by the way, you know, a lot of people, even if you don't consider yourself to be disorganized, look at your closet. Sometimes it looks messy, and you don't want that to happen. You know, even if you don't consider it to be so crazy disorganized, it needs to be straightened up. And they can do that. Special shelves and drawers and hideaway mirrors and things to make everything just always look neat and particular. So that's what you want. You want to look neat and particular without having to put a lot of effort into it. Well, that's what happens when you get The Closet Niche to redo your closets and garages and the mud room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your drop zones and your mud rooms, they can do all of that. Laundry rooms. But the closets, though, when you can go into their office, their showroom, and look at what all they can do and the different models that they have, it's really something that you would see in a movie. A good movie where there's a character that's very neat and right. and together. Not talking about something you'd see on the opposite of what you would see on that show, Hoarders. It's what the Closet Niche offers. And they have a best price guarantee, turnaround in 2 to 3 weeks, way better than most closet companies, and guarantee that it fits. So go check them out at acetj.com/closet. Now, you have to have an internet to do that. You can't just do that on a regular old typewriter and get anything out of it.
Nothing will come of that.
acetj.com/closet.
For the closet.
The closet. Closet niche.
Heads up, by the way, if you're listening to Share Funny live, it's going to be a little shorter today because we have to pack gear.
Yeah.
So we got to go to head to Greenville today. So we have.
Yeah, we're going to tell them that. Just let them wonder what's going on. Why'd they jip us out of 30 minutes?
And then they send messages. It's like I feel bad.
Dude. See, that's two problems right there. You check the messages and you feel bad.
There you go. Problem number one: I check messages. Yes, Rob. What are you trying to say?
I was going to ask. Is it loadout? What we're doing, or what do we call that? Because I know you.
We technically this would be loadout.
Okay.
Because we'd be loading out of the office. And then next thing, when we get to Greenville, we load in because we're loading into the venue. You're loading the gear into the venue.
Yeah, that's band folk speak.
Damn and right,
makes
it is.
No sense whatsoever.
It makes total sense.
No, you've it always doesn't. Said that you it makes can't no sense, load. CJ. You can't load something out. Load means to put in. You take something out, you call that unloading.
You're loading your gear into the truck out of the office. So you're loading out of where you are and loading into the venue. So you're loading your gear in the venue.
That's some doped up rock person came up with that. Some roadie on a rock band.
Or tour, sometimes you just be too picky about things.
Effing out of his mind on heroin and... Quaaludes. Ludes, man. Their own ludes coming up with that.
Yeah.
But it's confusing to people who aren't band folk.
Why do they need to even know? Why do they need to be a part of it?
Hmm? Well, because you had a sheet that said load in at 3.
Loading into the venue. Y'all know enough to know that?
They really didn't.
I'm first not in
off,
a band.
They first didn't off, know. Wait, first off, I made the sheet yesterday. Hold it up, Regan, so I can see what's on that sheet there. Thank you. And I put on it, Share Funny Live in Greenville, details and the address. And I broke it out, load in, dinner reservations confirmed, VIP, general admission, time, show starts, all this stuff. So everybody has it. Yesterday afternoon, TJ texts me. Hey, I forgot that sheet at home. Can you give me the details on the sheet? Yeah.
I said it's at 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the load in.
The big load in.
We're loading in! Yeah!
Load in means to unload. Load out means to load.
Yeah,
you're not band folk speak.
You're unloading the stuff. Load in would be unloading the stuff out of the truck into the venue.
I'm not unloading anything.
You're going to be loading some cheese in.
So what do you call it when you get the stuff back to the storage area after the concert? What do the roadies call that?
Well, you're loading into.
But do they say load in? When they're putting the stuff up in the storage room, they do.
Yeah, so we'll load.
They won't
back
say in. We got to unload the truck, and you know, unless.
Or they'll say we'll unload the truck. Well, yeah, generally we just go with unload the truck.
Right.
We're just going to unload the truck when we get back.
So okay. But if you're putting it into a venue,
it's loading.
Then you're loading it out.
You're loading in.
Loading.
You load into the venue.
I hate this.
Load in is into the venue. Right. Load out is out of the venue. Then just unloading the truck is putting it back into the storage facility.
You opened for Bon Jovi one time, and now you just have to use that terminology.
No, I did. So
it seemed to me
20 years.
And the building shouldn't make the difference in the terminology.
But it's all about the building.
Unless, right, but the storage area is the building.
Yeah, but
and you're unloading So you would, if you're going to say you're going to load into the venue, then you would say we're going to load into the storage room.
You could say that, but you choose not because that's where you stay all the time. That's where it always stays. You know, you unload it. It just means it goes back into the rehearsal space.
Because every day I load in my computer bag and everything from my truck into the house. Or if I got a if I've got a load of trash that's going to the dump, I will load into the dump.
You load it into the dump, but your computer bag you would load into this building.
No, when I get home. I load into the house when I get home and take it inside.
Because it stays there, that's where it lives. So you would just unload it into the house. You would load it into here, then when you leave you're loading it out of here. To take it home and unload it.
Okay, let's see. Load out. Oh wait, now I'm getting suggestions of porn sites, and I don't mean.
Ew.
You didn't put load out on here.
You know what? I didn't.
Oh, we're just gonna leave the stuff.
So how are we gonna know?
Yeah, I forgot about that. I just assumed we would load it out immediately following the show.
We need it on this page. So can you?
Can we?
You know what? I have put so much work into this damn event. And I try to go above and beyond to take care of y'all and answer all your questions. Y'all can give a shit about it. It is about to piss me off.
The load out is a real term. I'm seeing there. It is a noun for the stuff that the military takes into battle.
Oh, gosh.
All of the stuff that they need a specific purpose.
Like on Call of Duty, your loadout is what guns you take with you.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going into war.
We're going to war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's not a verb.
I didn't sign up for this.
It's not a verb.
Oh, it's not? It's a noun.
Yeah, it's the equipment carried into battle.
Yeah, load in is has a definition too. Look at that. I just Googled it.
What website is say the definition for that?
I just Googled load in and it popped up. The phrase load in refers to the time during which musicians start carrying all of their gear into a club or venue for a show.
DramaticAssMusicians.com.
Doing the most.
Doing the most. HTTP colon.
Shows what does load in mean in the theater? The process of bringing the set into the theater or building set pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
I'm going to start using that referring to laundry.
I'm loading in.
It's really only used in the arts. You would be using it incorrectly for your laundry, Rob.
Well, we're in the arts.
But you're not doing your laundry. He's talking.
I know, but I'm just saying. So we're in the arts. So if something leaves this studio to be to travel somewhere else, we should say we're going to load out. We're loading out at 9:30 Eastern this morning.
That is correct.
Right. So kids got that? We're not loading. We're loading out.
Loading out.
Well, actually, I don't want to get that. You should be loading the truck.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying.
It normally stays here. So.
All right. But here is a performance center.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't use it here. It's fine. It works fine. Why am I arguing with y'all about it? It's so stupid that I'm even having this conversation.
He said it's fine.
I'm 100% right. I'm just sitting here just arguing.
Whatever, it's fine. Shut up.
A bunch of people who've never been cool enough to be in a band. Damn.
Oh, there wow. Is.
That's right.
You got
us. There it is. Yeah. Don't make me have to go there.
But I've been in the arts my entire adult life.
I know. And you've loaded into the theater.
Y'all ain't never melted no faces off.
Y'all ain't never autographed a big saggy titty.
Big old titty. You just hate it because you ain't it.
That's another thing I've never done. I've never autographed anybody's boobs.
Well, then you're definitely not cool.
Yeah. I've been asked to a couple times.
I always put my signature on them.
Yeah, I was asked to a couple times. Like, I can't do this.
You didn't do it?
No.
I mean, what?
I was thinking about you being a crazy bitch, but I ain't signing your titty.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Rob. That is exactly right.
No, ma'am, I don't sign titties. I'm just sorry.
Said,
I'm sorry,
I
ma'am.
Did. I just said, hey, I'm sorry. I can't do that, but I'll sign anything else.
Fine. Look, I ain't a titty signer. Yeah.
Didn't that's feel that would be appropriate being a married man.
Mm-hmm. You could have just closed your eyes and signed it.
No, still, it would still be wrong. I didn't be doing that.
Mm-mm.
Then you're not a real rock star.
We're running a kids charity here. That was raising money for a kids charity. I can't be out there doing that.
You be sure to make a donation to Grandkids while I sign this titty.
Exactly. It's going to cost you extra $10 for Grandkids.
Cock store is more like it.
Todd said, what time are we supposed to be getting there? He never got the sheet.
Because I told Todd. None of that other stuff is of any concern to Todd.
He needed to see the load out times.
Yeah. Todd and I covered that yesterday for him.
Oh. We're having a load around at 3, Todd.
Sorry. 3 o'clock, Todd.
You better be there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Todd gets for not working in the building.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Yep. What you get. Well, that's what you don't get. You don't get the sheet, Todd.
You don't get information.
That's right.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
All right, so everybody knows by now, who listens to Share Funny, that we love Manscaped. The company Manscaped has a lot of products that we use, and used Manscaped before they started being a partner of ours in the advertisement business, right? So they got something new that is, I'm not even joking around. Usually we try to make the Manscaped commercials funny, but this is no joke because this is very, very exciting. This is really cool. They have new products. They have their beard hedger now. So that cutting edge technology for the below the waist grooming that Manscaped is famous for, they now have a beard hedger to keep your beard looking exactly the way you want it. So the cool thing about it is that, or just one of the coolest things about it is you don't have to have all these different guards to go on it to get your beard to the length that you want it. It gives you a rotary wheel on it, and you can choose 20 hair lengths.
Wow.
For your beard, 20 different lengths in that wheel, so you're not having a drawer full of those little guards that you have to put on it. It's waterproof. You can use it in the shower if you want to do all of that, keep the hair out of the sink. And then the kit that you get, the Pro Kit, the Beard Hedger Pro Kit, has beard shampoo and conditioner, beard oil, beard balm that helps, shape and style, moisturizes your beard, as well as 3 free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors. So all of that stuff in the Beard Hedger Pro kit. And this is an example of how Manscaped just keeps growing and growing in their top of the line products, because they wouldn't put something on their product list if it wasn't great. So go to manscaped.com and use the promo code ACETJ. As usual, what's going to happen is you get 20% off if you do that and free shipping. Manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ for 20% off and free shipping from the Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
I should have got one of those before I trimmed my beard last night because I messed it up.
You did?
Yeah, it's too short now.
Really? But that's not, this is the beard on a man's face, Rob.
Oh. We're
not talking about your girlfriend.
Right. What does she do, Rob, when you're out of town, like tonight?
She's just going to hang out with the dogs.
Okay. Nice, quiet night at home alone.
Oh, and today is our 8-year anniversary. And
8 years.
And I'm going to be gone.
Did Man. You realize that?
Not when I agreed to the date.
Is she upset?
No, I don't think she's upset. Well, at least she doesn't seem to be. She might be, but...
At any point, did she say something like, oh, so you're going to be gone on our 8-year anniversary?
Well, she brought it up yesterday, because I don't think I realized until yesterday.
That was going to be my question. How long have you known? But it turns out it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh. So will you make plans for Saturday now, Rob, when you get back?
Well, she's going to be gone Saturday. Oh. So...
Because that's not your anniversary. Friday is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's overnight babysitting on Saturday.
So flowers or anything? Nothing?
Well, I mean, she doesn't want flowers. Yeah. She doesn't really. Every time I've ever offered to buy her flowers, she goes, no, I don't want those. I'll kill them.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that why y'all don't have kids? I don't want those. I'll kill them.
Oh my god.
So how's it going with the efforts to get rid of that one dog?
Not well. Most of the shelters and stuff are like backed up, so that dog's gonna have to be like a foster dog for them and the foster program is also packed. So
man,
yeah. And because everybody got a dog during the pandemic. But then after it was over and people were, you know, not at home the whole time, they got rid of the dogs and took them back to the shelters and stuff. So they're overcrowded now.
You can't just give it to a regular person that might want it?
She won't.
Oh, she won't?
No. She is concerned that this dog is, like, essentially special needs.
Yeah.
And the dog, she just won't trust just anybody with it. Because she still cares about the dog. She just, you know. We got to get rid of it soon because it could attack and potentially, kill the other dog because she was going for the kill.
Mm-hmm. My little friend Jenny has a special needs dog. It's a German Shepherd that was abused whenever the people rescued it. And she's the opposite of attacking someone. She's skittish and afraid of everything.
I think our other dog is probably in that category.
Hmm. You can't do like mothers can do if they have a baby that they don't want and just go leave it on the steps of a firehouse or a police station.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they'd appreciate that.
You know, that's a lot. You can do that.
Yeah. Some of them have like little drop boxes, right? Like
yeah.
A little sound an alarm.
Mm hmm.
Which sounds weird to say it's a baby drop box.
You should at least try it. Take the dog and then ring the bell and run.
Don't do that.
You imagine. And put it in a baby carrier. When they pull the blanket back, they'll see it's a dog. What are they going to do? Not take it?
Yeah, they're going to take
it. I bet the shelter would find an open spot for it then. Or... take a camera crew in there, like act like Mr. Todd is with the news when you go try to drop it off at the shelter. Oh, you see, they don't really care about animals. Would you do that?
No, she would never let me do that.
So what I was going to say earlier is that we just, you know, feature it on our website or something and have a listener just volunteer to step up and get it. But she wouldn't go for Meredith wouldn't go for that.
I don't think so. She was contacting the place where we got the dog from originally again yesterday, and I don't know if she heard back or not.
But in the meantime, the other dog is like, y'all got to find somewhere for this dog to go.
Yeah.
She's trying to kill me.
Yeah. Right. The other dog is just like completely, like every time the other dog's around, you know, the hair on the back of the neck is standing up and she's just scared. I mean, she never know when she's going to turn.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's also like living with my wife.
You never know when she's going to turn.
No hair on her back of her neck stands up. My wife will get that arch in her back. You know,
suddenly coming in hot.
Mm-hmm. Big old teeth. I said, put your dishes in the dishwasher. But it was full of clean dishes.
I couldn't put them in there. The dishes in the dishwasher were clean, though.
Yeah. Doing that, I didn't want to wake y'all up. It's loud, you know, when you unload the dishwasher. I didn't want to wake nobody up.
And who wants to unload the dishwasher at 3:30 in the morning or whatever? Nobody wants to do that.
I'm saying that at like 4 in the afternoon.
Oh.
Y'all were sleeping.
Like nobody's even on but me. I didn't want to wake the neighbors up. You never know when people be taking a nap. Because, you know, that's my... I always say that I would rather clean the bathroom any day than unload a dishwasher.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I like loading the dishwasher because that cleans up the sink area and it all goes away and everything. But, yeah, unloading just takes a long time.
You have to put everything away where it goes.
I think the thing in the house that my wife gets the most... I mean, she's not a tyrant running around there. She is a clean freak and everything has to be in its place and all that. But the thing she gets the most mad at the other three people in the family about is loading the dishwasher incorrectly. Like we put our dishes in the dishwasher when we're finished with them.
Right.
But if she goes to look at it and tries to put something in there herself, who loaded? You can't put things like that. And she just.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rack, bottom rack of our dishwasher. There are two little sections. One, the little, whatever you call them, that sticks up, the little framework, is more open, like mm-hmm. a V.
Yeah.
The other, they're straight up and down. Clearly, the V is for large plates.
Yeah.
The ones that are straight up and down are for saucers, small plates. Clearly. And I hate opening the dishwasher. And the plates are in that front like section. That's not where they need to be. They don't go there. They go back there where the V is. That's where the plates go because it's made for plates.
How often y'all using saucers?
Well, and I said they're like little
the salad plate,
like a salad plate, or like we have bread or something a lot of times with a meal or something like that.
I was gonna say I don't even think we have saucers. Maybe yeah, we do with our nice china we got for a wedding gift or something.
Yeah, and I just got a bunch of stuff from my mom that you had to wash it when you first brought it into the house and everything.
Because so. I think the saucer is cool.
Yeah,
you just hold it in.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
It's fancy.
All right.
It's fanciness.
Call it teacup plate.
Oh, and look. Sorry. It's not a saucer. It's a teacup plate.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, there's a...
Not a coffee cup plate.
A lady named Megan who sent us a contact for you on a Facebook group that helps animals find new homes like that.
Yeah, I was looking situation. It up right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. The radio family just came through with an answer for you, Rob.
Yeah, it's way, way, way out in the woods and nobody's around. You just drop it off and then they come and get it. Don't look back.
Okay. Oh, God.
They'll be there. As soon as you drive away, they'll come get it.
Leave some food so it'll occupy the time while you run to the truck and drive off.
Tell Meredith they went to a great home.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.